Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, it's going to be a busy Friday. Our man Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us in the 2 o'clock hour. Always, always great to talk with Eddie, and we're going to spend some time talking about a variety of things today. No 49ers game this week, but there's some weird 49ers news from earlier in the week that we didn't get to. Giannis and Chris Paul dominated the headlines. We had some quarter season awards in the NBA to kind of talk about. So, and I read an article this morning. It's an interesting one. If y'all want to do some homework, we'll get to this later in the show. There's an interesting article in The Athletic about the Wizards. And I had a, if y'all want to go read it, go read it. We'll touch on all of the key points for you, because Kings fans, y'all are going to want to hear this. And I'm genuinely not sure how you're going to feel about it, but it's interesting. Let's start with some news that broke yesterday during the show. Our man Brennan Marion, as most are aware, is leaving Sac State. He's off to Colorado. We talked about it very briefly yesterday. Sometimes with stories like that, especially with different social media commentary happening, it can be difficult to really dive into what's happening. Because there's a lot of things we can't follow up on, because we're on the air here and we're trying to get answers. We're trying to get, you know, comments from people. But I know when the show wrapped up yesterday, you had the opportunity to talk to Coach.
Yeah, man, I talked to Coach Marion, man, gave him a call. Really, I had just given him a call just to congratulate him. Yeah. and tell him, you know, I miss him being here, but, you know, before I even knew anything about what was going on as far as like details, that was a career upgrade. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be able to go to a place like Colorado, be an OC, work with Coach Prime, line yourself up to, you know, potentially be a head coach at that level. I thought that was something that you do in this business. So I just wanted to tell him congratulations for that. And then we got to talking a little bit, and you know, he was really focused on some of the things that were being said about his relationship with Luke Wood, and Luke Wood is the reason why he's leaving and stuff. He's like, man, Kenny, that is so far from the truth. That is so far from, you know, what our relationship is, the reason why I'm leaving. He made it perfectly clear. He said, man, I was talking to Luke a couple times today. We were laughing and joking. He was congratulating me. He was happy for me to get this opportunity and all this other stuff. So the rumors that he's leaving because he's mad at Luke Wood because of how he goes about business, that the FBS is looking like a complete no-go, that's why all that is false. All that is false. He told me, he said, man, I literally got an unbelievable opportunity. An unbelievable opportunity I just couldn't pass up. And I believe he was like, man, Luke was like, yeah, you can't pass that up. Like, do what you got to do. So, yeah, like the two things, what I got out of the conversation and talking to him and also talking to others, what's going on with Sac State trying to get to the FBS, and, you know, trying to find a conference or something like that, and Brendan Marion leaving for Colorado, they're not related at all.
Okay.
They're not related. Like, if they're completely separate situations, there was a separate opportunity, and it doesn't affect one way or another whether or not they're able to get into the FBS or get some type of conference invite. From everything that I've heard, those things are still a possibility and still going on. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But just super happy for Coach Marion, man. Good dude. Really good coach. I think he's going to do great at Colorado. I think we talked about it a little bit. He didn't say this. I said this. I don't know how long Coach Prime going to be there. And if you are somebody like Coach Marion and you're able to have a really good offense and show some things while you're there as the OC, you might be the de facto coach in waiting if Coach Prime has to step down for health concerns or anything else like that. So, yeah, super happy for him to get that opportunity. Nothing nefarious going on. Like I said, he wanted to stress a number of different times. He got so much love for Luke, Mark Orr, those guys, and so thankful for what they've done. Love Sacramento. And this was simply a golden opportunity for him. That's all it was.
I think when programs, companies, teams, whatever, are in I think bad shape is okay to say. I don't think Sac State is in the best position right now.
That's fair.
Stuff like this happens. Like, meaning coach gets an opportunity, rumors start to swirl. You're trying to connect dots that might not be there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all want to find the narrative. We all want to find the story. We all want to find out, like, what caused this, what's happening. When in actuality, as frustrating as it might be, it's a job offer. And that's how college sports go. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's an entirely different conversation. It's the nature of collegiate sports right now. It's been happening with coaches for as long as we can remember. Now it's starting to happen with players. And it's just, that's the game. And when you're not in the best predicament, it's no different than the Sacramento Kings. Everything gets connected to Vivek, to his daughter, to the inner circle. It might not have, something happening may have nothing to do with him. We speculated for like 20 minutes yesterday with Matt George about Doug Christie. Mm-hmm. It's because the Sacramento Kings are in bad shape. It feels like Sac State is in bad shape. They haven't had a good piece of news in a while. Mm-hmm. They might not have had a good piece of news since Mike. And that season's not going great either. And so it's like, well, then the little Yachty thing comes out. He got paid $100,000. Then the tuition thing came out, and you got students protesting, and you got people just perpetually angry at Luke Wood, which is fine. That's his job. Mm-hmm. When you're the president of anything, your job is to be screamed at, whether it's the United States, whether it's Sac State, whether it's Odyssey. You're going to catch the brunt of everything that's going wrong. They need a little bit of good news. Mm-hmm. And I think you may have hinted that there could be some on the way, but you don't know for sure. So we'll just kind of leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But Sac State desperately needs some good news.
Yeah, man, for sure. And somebody asked me that yesterday on Twitter, and I said, the things I'm hearing, yeah, there could be, I put it in all caps, some good news on the way, but we just got to find.
Deion Sanders is going to coach Sac State.
It's a trade.
You're here first. It's a trade.
That's right.
Zach LaVine is also headed to the University of Colorado. We did it, guys. We did it.
But yeah, man. You know, hopefully it comes through. I don't. Nothing is sealed and done about anything. So, don't want to speak out of turn. But yeah. You know, hopefully. You know, some good things come through for Sac State in a little bit. And the other thing about Coach Marion, and maybe I think you look at these things a certain way, like I do, and others that understand the sport and the nature of the sport look at it a certain way. There were times this year, I was talking to our guy Jay Gayden who's on his way home. Well,
let me text Jake.
I didn't double check.
Yeah,
he was supposed to be leaving. Well, I talked to him yesterday afternoon. He was supposed to be leaving in about 20 minutes.
So that's a 7 o'clock flight.
Yeah.
I'll text him now.
I don't know what happened.
God, please let that man be home.
But I was telling, we had talks at the beginning of the season. I said, dog, if this goes a certain way, Brendan might be gone this year. Like, I was thinking, like, if they win, like, he could be gone. He could be one and done if they win. Best case scenario, I was like, we got him for 3 years max. And if he's as good as I think he is or sought out as much as I think he is, he's going to be gone. Like, that's what this always was going to be. That's what Sac State is. Sac State is a stepping stone. It's a resume builder. You're not going to get outside of if Coach Taylor come back. Who left you, by the way? Who left you before?
I know who's doing it. Huh. It's Chip Kelly, isn't it? Chip Kelly is coming to Sac
State. I ain't going to games no more if Chip Kelly coach. I'm done. Stinger's down if Chip Kelly comes here.
Should have tweeted, there could be some bad news on the way.
But it's always been a stepping stone. Always, and for the most part, dog, Ole Miss was a stepping stone. There's like five schools in the country who are destination schools. Yeah. So, yeah, like, it's always if you
and
get.
By the way, stepping stone is an indictment of the university nor Sacramento. It's a reflection of the paycheck.
Yes,
that's what a stepping stones means.
The paycheck, Ole Miss is and great resources.
School. Yeah, Ole Miss paid Lane Kiffin very well, not what LSU paid him.
No. What would you say there's in college football? Maybe five? Actually, you got Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, Texas.
Florida. I think Florida's still a big school.
Destination, though? Like, I want to win so I can get to Florida.
Is that wrong?
I don't know if they're there right now.
Okay. All right. I probably would have put Florida in there, but you could talk me out of it.
I wouldn't.
That might be it.
I wouldn't have put LSU there before Lane literally said, no, I'm leaving to go to LSU. Maybe Notre Dame. So maybe 5 to 7 schools. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. That's it. Every other school to a certain degree is a stepping stone.
Yeah.
So what makes Sac State any different? Nothing. You just try to build the profile of the school while that coach is here. You try to have some success and make sure you have – I'm telling you right now, they better have – and he's not having a – great start to the season, but I do think it'll be a good year. The second you sign Mike Bibby, start thinking about the succession plan.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a step. That's what the school is. So shout out to Coach Marion, man. Congratulations to him. And we wait to see what's next, man.
LeBron James is out for tonight's road game against the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, for sciatica, whatever the hell that means.
With the sciatica.
The sciatica. It's the second night of a back-to-back. Let the man live.
Scared. Rivalries used to mean something in our league.
Not to Micah Parsons. Did you see that quote?
Did we get a new one?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Go look for it, man. Maybe we could play it too, man.
We'll come back.
There's some cursing in it, but if you find an edited version, yeah.
We mentioned some Giannis trade scenarios that ESPN wrote about, and there's one that I think I need you to talk me out of. Okay. Like just from an NBA perspective, from a basketball, it makes a lot of sense, but I need you to poke holes in it, talk me out of it. Mm-hmm. We'll have that next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Elk Grove Kids Talk line open for you here. 916-909-1320. You might want to hang out with us today. Eddie Gonzalez is going to be with us in about an hour. Always fun to talk with Eddie. Talk basketball with Eddie. Lots to talk about. Yeah, a lot to talk about with Eddie Gonzalez, man. So excited about that. Obviously, the story of the week is the situation involving Giannis Antetokounmpo. Multiple situations involving Giannis Antetokounmpo. On the day, it was reported that him and his agent has begun to work with the Milwaukee Bucks on what the ending of their relationship may look like. Giannis goes down with a calf strain 3 minutes into the game that was played that night.
Wow.
So Giannis is now out. I think it was 2 to 3 weeks, if I remember correctly. But it's obviously caused people to start, okay, what's a trade look like if Giannis Antetokounmpo is on his way out of Milwaukee? And just as I'm sure Bleacher Report has done and The Athletic has done, everybody is posting what their deals would look like. ESPN is no different. They posted 5 trades for Giannis Antetokounmpo, some of which we've talked about in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. One was Atlanta. That involved Risha Shea, Trae Young, and some draft picks. I don't get it. When it came up, I didn't really like it. I didn't think Giannis would go along with it. So, like, would you be trading for Giannis? And maybe it doesn't bother you because you may be willing to lose Trae Young anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you really want to trade Risha Shea in a situation like that, but maybe it's worth it to them. Another one was Houston. This involved Alfred Sengun. I can't figure out for the life of me why that he is such a hub of their offense, especially with Fred VanVleet out this entire year. Him and Amen have been running, I don't want to say point guard duties, but playmaking duties. I don't get that one.
That's interesting. My first thought is, oh, yeah, I'd trade him in a heartbeat for Giannis. And one of the reasons why I say that, and I want to double check this real quick because I just thought about it. I think Sengun, I can't remember what his deal is. But if he's coming up for a contract soon, I'm not saying he's going to make Giannis money, but he's not going to be as cheap as he was. And then you got to ask the question, in my opinion, who's better, Sengun or Giannis? It's Giannis.
Yes.
So I'm taking Giannis. He's not like he's on a rookie deal no more.
But he's very different. Sengun is nowhere near the end of his contract.
Oh, he just signed
first year.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
33.9 this year, 35, 37, 39. In the 29-30 season, he's 27 years old when this hits, he'll have a player option for $39 million.
That's a good – I didn't realize he started the extension. Mm-hmm. I'd still consider it, though. Man. I'd still consider it.
In that scenario, specific scenario, wink, wink, Giannis is sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make that deal if I don't think Giannis is
for
around.
Sure. For sure.
I don't like that one as much.
Who's in that deal?
No, Fred VanVleet's the other one.
So they keep Terry Eason and all those
guys?
Yeah.
It's Sengun, Fred VanVleet. That obviously makes the money work. And then their 2027 first round pick that they get via the Suns?
Yeah, I don't know. And now for the next 2 to 3 years, you're rolling out Giannis, Amen, and KD.
Probably got two more years at least of KD. And the rest of that roster is still there.
Jabari coming off the bench. Yeah. But
is it different? Is the team different if it's Giannis versus Sengun?
Yeah.
Like, do they function differently?
Probably so. Probably a little bit different. Different spots on the floor, too, though. Mm-hmm. We see with Milwaukee, Giannis will get the ball, you know, at the elbow or at the nail and go one-on-one that way. With Sengun, he'll do that on the block and start posting up a little bit. So
currently a top three offense and a top three defense. That's what they are right now. I think they're 14-5. Mm-hmm. But it's in here. So here is the tough part. Mm-hmm. You sit down with Ime. You sit down. You're the general manager, the front office. You sit down. We're good. Are we good enough to beat Oklahoma City?
As is.
If we swap these two players, are we good enough to beat Oklahoma City? And I don't know.
I think I'd do it. Man. I'd do it.
14-5 doesn't sway you?
14-5.
So now here the number. It's number two offense, number three defense. Gotcha. Those are the official numbers. Number two offense and number three defense. We said top three in both, but that's it. They have the number two offense in the league and the third best defense. Can you maintain the third best defense with Giannis?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll probably be better.
Can you be – okay, so I was going to ask, can you go to one or two?
Probably so. And I know you know this, but defensively, you're changing Sengun for Giannis? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Who scored?
It's a former defensive player of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know Sengun is super young. At the end of his deal, you say he's going to be 27.
Mm-hmm.
He's super young.
At the end of his deal, like 5 years.
Yeah. But sometimes people talk about Giannis like he's LeBron's age. Giannis is 30.
Right. Yeah.
Giannis probably got another, he definitely has another $200 million deal. He might have another deal after that.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
So, yeah, all right, man. Look, it's boxing, bro. It's boxing. And I'm just talking about boxing. Jesse's not even here, so I ain't got to worry about it. Ref ain't looking. Like the great James Toney said, to get ass, you got to bring ass. That's what he said. And if you want a Giannis, you got to bring Sengun. I was going to say, if you want a Giannis, you got to bring ass. But no, you just got to Sengun.
Are you proud of yourself? Like when you go home today, when you get in the car?
It's boxing, man. It's boxing, James.
That's what they do in boxing?
James Toney said it.
That's why I don't watch boxing then.
James Toney said it. Detroit, stand up.
Detroit. Be careful, Detroit.
But I'd do it.
Okay.
I'd do it.
Okay. New York is another one. It's an obvious one. I'm sure you would. This has, let's see, we got first round pick, swap. Karl Anthony Towns is the crux of the deal. Yeah, we always knew Karl Anthony Towns would be the...
And me and you kind of disagree on that, right? Like, we want to try and keep Cat. Did you come around to my thinking on that one?
Did you present me with Cat versus OG? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather keep Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
I think we had that conversation with Trista my instinct was, I don't know why, I'm just not the biggest Karl Anthony Towns fan, but he provides something so different. You could absolutely utilize both of these guys' scoring ability if you were able to keep him and move on from either Mikal or OG Anunoby instead.
I look at when Giannis was successful. Yeah, he was on this team. When Giannis was successful, it was the Giannis-Brooke Lopez combo.
Mm-hmm.
Cat's a better version
for sure.
Of Brooke Lopez.
No, you're 100% right.
So that's why I try to keep Cat around.
The Knicks trade for Mikal Bridges last year looks like a disaster right now. Because it feels like this trade would be so much simpler had you not done that. Had you not made that deal for Mikal Bridges, you'd have so much more at your disposal. And you could put... I don't think the Knicks are the front runner to land Giannis unless Giannis says, I'm only going to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. If without that sentiment, I feel like a deal with the Knicks is a lot more difficult.
So the only reason I'm pausing on that is not that this is the goal, but it got you to the Eastern Conference Finals. And it has you in a position, the Mikal trade, it has you in a position to be a championship contender.
The goal wasn't to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But it was to be a championship contender, like to have a chance to win a championship. And you've got him and you've got a chance to win a championship. You can't guarantee a championship with that. You know what I mean?
This isn't fair, but I'm going to ask because this is what we do. If Mikal Bridges is not on that team last year, do the New York Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think they beat Boston.
You don't think? Really? Okay.
Now, you can make the argument, and Jesse would make the argument. I mean, the Boston should have won that series. They had 2 20-point leads at home. That they should have handled that series, but I mean, Mikal was a big reason why they were able to come back. His defense and his late game defense and what he was able to do on that end helped swing those games and help win them that series.
That second round.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think they're a little undersized if they don't have Mikal there.
Let's go with that then. You do the trade for Mikal Bridges, you become a title contender. You don't do the trade for Mikal Bridges. You go another year with being a playoff team. Perhaps you lose in the second round to Boston. You're in a strong position to land Giannis Antetokounmpo, be it this past offseason, which that story will be told at some point. Whenever Giannis is traded, the story of whatever happened between the Knicks, the Bucks, and how close it really was, because now it's already starting to happen. Mm-hmm. Like there's reports. Well, Giannis told at least one teammate he thought a deal with the New York Knicks was imminent. It's like, okay, that's already more than we got like a couple months ago. So when this thing is all said and done, we're going to get the full story of what happened over the summer, especially if he's traded to the New York Knicks. But I don't think it's a stretch to say if they hadn't traded for Mikal Bridges, Giannis Antetokounmpo might be a New York Knick right now.
Very true.
I'll sacrifice a loss to the Boston Celtics for landing Giannis Antetokounmpo, and there's no reason to believe you're landing Giannis Antetokounmpo for anything other than now and moving forward.
So you're right, but I'll ask you this question. In not this past summer, but the summer before you make the deal for Mikal, if you're the Knicks, and I think at that point, so the Knicks had just lost a 7-game series to the Pacers in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not doing anything to better that team with the hopes of maybe a year and a half from now Giannis wants out? Because that's what we're kind of talking about.
Well, can you do something to better your team and not do that?
I'm sure you could have.
I mean, that's 4 or 5 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
I have died on the Mikal Bridges Hill so many times. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of draft capital.
Mm-hmm.
All of that draft. You have five picks out the gate for the Milwaukee Bucks last July. I don't think there's any question that Giannis is a Buck. You have to do something. I understand that. You have to do something. It feels like, hell, maybe if you just did one. And I commend the Knicks went for it. Like, they went for it. And salute. You realized at the time Boston was loaded. You had to find a way to beat Boston. You knew what was happening in Oklahoma City. You were going to have to, like, with your peripherals, compete with what Oklahoma City was doing. I understand why they did it. But hindsight, it's like he would have been a Knick for this entire season and moving forward had that deal not been done, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're probably 100% correct.
Back to the original proposal of Cat being involved in this deal. Yes, I have sided with you. I'd rather it be someone else other than Karl Anthony Towns.
What was the ESPN one, though? The proposed one for the Knicks?
For the Knicks, it's Giannis and Jericho Sims. For Cat, is it Tyler Kolek and Pacamo Dedit?
My guy.
Got it? That's your man?
Yeah, that's my guy.
And a 2026 first-round pick, which is top eight protected, a 2028 first-round pick swap, a 2030 first-round pick swap, and a 2032 first-round pick swap. They have no picks to give. They have absolutely no picks to give because they gave them all for Mikal.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about I would try to do the OG or Mikal.
Let's go to San Antonio because there's some rumblings that have blown this idea out the water. Giannis, and we still haven't gotten to the one that's sparked my interest. San Antonio gets Giannis. The Bucks get Steph Castle, Harrison, Kelly Olynyk, Jordan McLaughlin, Kings legend. A 2027 first-round pick via the Hawks, 2029 first, 2032 first. There seems to be a problem with that deal. There's rumors that the
who was
Spurs. It's Steph Castle.
That's what I thought you said.
Harrison Barnes, Kelly Olynyk, McLaughlin, three first-round picks.
Well, the problem that you talk about is the reports out there today that the Spurs are letting the Bucks know or putting it out there that Steph Castle and Dylan Harper are untouchable.
Both of them.
Both of them are untouchable. I don't blame them. And that's it. That's the list of the untouchables for the Spurs. Well, Wimby goes without saying, but that's it.
What do you mean that's it, Kenny?
There's nobody else on that list.
Oh, it's nice of you to come back.
Sorry, I didn't get my lunch and stuff.
No, that's great.
Two shows, you know.
No, Pac-Man Jones over here was wilding out. Like, oh, Vontaze Caraway.
What'd you say?
Was wilding out. No, go ahead, rewind the stream.
What'd you say?
I just was talking boxing, bro.
What was your boxing analogy?
James Toney had said something in the past, and I said that's what.
What did good old James say?
If the Rockets wanted to get Giannis. You know, James Toney once said, and this isn't me, this is James Toney. He once said, to get ass, you got to bring ass. I didn't say that. That's what James Toney said.
Yeah, we'll play on because this is a replay, but.
Earl Hebner over here, man.
All right, James.
So I took the padding off the turnbuckle while he was.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Here's, also, as it pertains to today's reports, no kidding. No kidding.
Are you surprised that Steph and Dylan, I'm not surprised that Dylan, are you surprised that right now they're saying Steph is untouchable as well?
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. They hadn't even made the draft selection. I said then, I think they're going to view De'Aaron Fox as disposable. I don't mean shade. This is just talking about sports. I think they're going to view him as like, if we got to move on from somebody, we can move on from him. And I was a bit surprised when they signed that contract this offseason. This is why they did it. They're happy with him, I'm certain. He has been playing fantastic basketball.
He has been cooking.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm sure they're thrilled with him. But this is why you do it in case a situation like this arises. If it doesn't, great. You're happy. But if it does, you have that contract to play with.
Yep.
And they have it.
Yeah. Is it fair to say the Spurs are still kind of in a place where they're not really pressed to do anything right now?
Absolutely.
So they can have that mindset.
That time's running out, though.
It is. I think they got about another year or two to do that. But
I'll give them this season.
But one of the things about it, too, is they're not pressed to do anything, number one, because of where these players are in their careers, years-wise. But also, we might be good enough to win a title anyway. Like, we might be good enough with Steph Castle, with Dylan Harper, with De'Aaron Fox, and obviously with Wimby to win it. We don't have to go get a Giannis to propel us to a title contender. They might be there with the group they have.
And you're not talking about today?
Not today.
Okay.
Although they might end up being a top four seed this year.
But here's, and you could very well be right, top four seed, we'll go high end. Let me get you their record right now. It's got to be similar.
14-6, 15-6.
They are. I knew it had to be similar to Houston. They're 15-6. Same record as Denver, by the way. Mm. Lakers 16-5 after the assist heard around the world last night. Here's the problem, it's not a problem. Here's where I'm a bit stuck with that line of thinking. We might be good enough right now to win a championship, or we might. No, I'm sorry, that's not what you said. We might be good enough with this group to win a championship, this group as it is to win a championship. If Oklahoma City wins 75 games, and that is a very, very real possibility. If Oklahoma City wins 70 games, which I think is a foregone conclusion, I don't know how anyone in this conference, if the Oklahoma City Thunder win 70 plus games and a second championship, I don't know how anyone in this conference feels with the roster that they have. They're good enough right now. It's you're going to have to, whether you like it or not, do what the Knicks did. Now, San Antonio's different. San Antonio is the one team in the Denver, Lakers, Houston conversation that's a bit different because Dylan's a rookie, Steph is a sophomore, and Wemby's not even out of his rookie contract yet. That's the one caveat where you're like, no. How much better will these guys be? Like, Wemby hasn't hit the point yet where Shea was when Chet gets introduced and J-Dub gets introduced and you have all these high-end young players. He hasn't gotten to that point yet. Mm-hmm. Very much getting there. Was well on his way before he was ruled out for a couple of weeks. The Thunder have cast a spell over the entire league, where every general manager who's in contention, this isn't what Sacramento has to do. This isn't what New Orleans has to do. This is what every team that believes they're in contention has to do. It's what the Knicks have to do. Are we good enough to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder? And if the answer is yes, great. If the answer is we will be, great. More often than not, the answer is going to be no. And the Rockets have built a team. The Lakers have built a team. The Denver Nuggets have built a team that they believe will compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder in a 7-game series. Mm-hmm. San Antonio, I think, hopes to grow into a team that could compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder in a 7-game series. As long as you're comfortable with that question, as long as you're comfortable with your answer to that question, then so be it. Mm. Yeah, go ahead. You don't need to go get Giannis.
Yeah.
But if you want to take advantage of how well you have managed these down years for the San Antonio Spurs, it might be to go get Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you're spot on. And I look at it with the Spurs, though. I'd say, look, to your point, these guys are young. These guys are babies. Give them 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This group, no changes. Give them 2 years. We'll be ready to go. Also, we got, I think I counted this right, up until 2030, we talk about OKC, and rightfully so because it's crazy, but up until 2030, the Spurs have 14 to 16 picks in the draft.
And that goddamn pick swap.
I didn't even get to that yet.
2031?
Yeah. I didn't even get to that yet.
The number one overall pick in the draft.
If you're trying to reboot your franchise, you could just load up on some of these picks. We'll make the contracts work with like the
You're talking about if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah. We'll make the contracts work, mm-hmm. you know, outside of the guys that we feel are untouchable and outside of De'Aaron because mm-hmm. we still want to keep him around. But you can load up on picks. Matter of fact, we can make the pick swap happen. What do we need the pick swap for? If we're trying to get a Giannis,
mm-hmm.
get out of that Kings pick swap and not touch any of these guys because I think the guys that we have – I think we got a championship core. That may be what they're saying.
Are you including De'Aaron or not?
I'm including De'Aaron. I'm
so
saying
the money's
got to
be
have.
Somewhere. Like even if they have cap space, I doubt they have that.
What they got? Well, they got the money with these ancillary
guys. Oh, you're talking
guys.
About Keldon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They can get to the money real quick.
You know, I don't love that, but yeah. I get it. But I feel like you need one or the other. You need those role players or you need some draft picks because you've got to fill out the rest of your roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can convince those role players to stay around longer if you're winning with the likes of Giannis and Wemby. And it's like, hey, let's not break this thing up. Let's go knock off the Oklahoma City Thunder and win a championship.
If you traded for Giannis and gave up some of the bench guys, I think you need two of them only. Two of the contracts. It'd almost be a two for one. Like you're adding a player to your depth and you've got two guys. My bad, I didn't even say
No, let's go. Before. We'll just keep going. It's fine.
And you're just giving up two guys. Like you're not even really gutting the depth of it too much.
Yeah.
Because you give up, let's just, for argument's sake, Vassell and Keldon.
Which is fine. Yeah.
You're moving Harrison to Keldon's spot.
Sure.
Now you got Giannis in the starting spot. And you find another guard. But, I mean, hell, you got Dylan, Steph, Castle, and mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm. But it feels like you do want to offload one of those guys, doesn't it?
Maybe. But for right now, for the next 2 years, I'll have Dylan Harper come off the bench. I don't need to. He don't need to be my lead guard for about two years. Eventually, when Fox's contract gets into the third year, whatever the extension was, and you know,
but it's
it
not
looks like
Fox.
Dylan's ready to go.
I feel like it's chemistry with Wimby, and maybe in this case, Giannis.
Yeah, and you maneuver the minutes to make sure he's getting those experiences and those moments. And I'm trying to think off the top of my head, is there enough? It's 3-2. Yeah, these guys can close out games. Fox, Harper, Castle, Giannis, Wimby.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So he'll get all the opportunity to play with those guys.
Can we go over the one that made me the most uncomfortable, and I feel like I understood it? Yeah, it's the Eddie, Warriors one.
And Eddie will be here at 2:20 if you saw his tweet.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't see Eddie's tweet.
Eddie said no inside information, like none at all. This is not, I know things. That's what he was saying. I feel like Giannis is going to the Warriors.
So there's a lot, there's a couple of things at play. Here's the ESPN proposal, and here's why I feel like it works perfectly for everyone involved, including the Milwaukee Bucks. This is the Bill Simmons trade from a few weeks ago where someone presented it, and it wasn't you. It was like Kyle.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is perfect.
The Kings Clippers Celtics.
Yeah, the Kings getting $70 million in expiring contracts. Yeah. It's like this is the greatest work of Bill Simmons' entire career. The Warriors get Giannis and Thanasis.
gotta be both of them.
The Bucks get, now there's, you can ask some questions about this, Draymond Green, who did get hurt last night in a wild game against Philadelphia.
Finish. Wow.
Absolutely crazy game against Philadelphia. That final pass was insane.
Man.
Was that Moses? Who threw that ball?
I think it was Buddy.
What, was that Buddy that threw that? Oh, I thought it was Moses Moody. That was an incredible pass in a shot that I didn't realize had a real chance at going in that absolutely would have counted. It's just an incredible ending.
If the Kings were the Sixers in that moment, like, and Malik Monk did what Maxey did, I would pass out. That was an incredible play. I would have lost my mind.
Maxey misses. VJ like airballs it. VJ grabs it, puts it back, and I guess Buddy on the inbound, the maybe Buddy Hield's greatest play of all time. Patrick Mahomes the ball down the court in perfect stride, and the kind of there was 0.9 seconds left. So the little flick to try to get the ball in was blocked.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, what a finish. Draymond got hurt in the first quarter of that one, which I thought was a work because Steph Curry was out. He did get hurt. I only say that because he left the arena in a walking boot.
Well, you gotta sell it.
Well, that's professional wrestler level of selling right there. The Bucks in this scenario would get Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Shavano, and then a 2026, 2028, 2030, and a 2032 pick. The 2030 in this ESPN scenario is labeled 1 through 20. Here's my opinion on this. Is the Warriors could absolutely be in contention for an NBA championship immediately with this deal. They could absolutely compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder because of this deal. You need some things to go your way in terms of Jimmy's health. You knew that when you signed him. You need some things to go your way with Steph Curry. He's older, but with a healthy basketball team, you have the ability to compete with and potentially beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. Mm-hmm. I'd argue you have the ability to do that for probably 2 years.
Agreed.
Whatever happens after that, though, could be amazing for the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. Because those draft picks, that when they're potentially competing for or winning an NBA championship, feel worthless. But Jimmy will be gone. What is Giannis's future? And Steph's now 38. Does he want to play into his 40s? What does he want to do in his final years once that roster is a little bit different? Regardless of Draymond's involvement in this trade, Draymond's not signing another contract. Right. I don't think he's signing one with the Warriors. I don't think he's signing one with any. When Draymond's, and he might have even said as much, when this contract is over, his career is over. So all of this stuff is falling off of the books for the Warriors. It's just what direction do you take that appeases your franchise, your statue, your everything, and how does Giannis fit in all of this? Because if there's no fit past competing or winning another title or two, the Bucks are as happy as could be. The Warriors got exactly what they wanted. And now everybody can start fresh.
Yeah. And if you're Giannis, trying to think of how the years work and the contract work, you can just be there for the 2 years that Steph is there and then move on. And if I'm the Warriors,
sure,
I don't need Giannis to tell me he's going to be here 5 years or sign the extension. I don't need that because I'm looking at probably a 2 year window. Now, I would want him to because I'd want to keep everything going and build with Giannis at that point. But I think if I was Joe Lacob and how important it is for those guys to get Steph Curry another title, one more title, get him the fifth, that's what they're always talking about, I'd take my chances. Even if Giannis is like, I'm not sure I want to resign, that's okay. We'll trade for you anyway. Because it's that important.
Let's go win titles, then you can do what you want.
Exactly. Give me one more. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They want one more for Steph. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that is, and I get it, as much as we kind of poke fun at the one more, it's rarefied air. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's been admitted publicly or if it was just told to us privately. It's one more than LeBron, and they want that bad.
Yeah.
LeBron has 4. They want Steph to have 5.
Yeah.
Now you're with the Spurs. Now you're with Kobe. In that, mm-hmm, that 20 year, probably not that long, 18 year stretch of the Lakers, mm-hmm, and you're one behind Mike.
Well, I'm about to say there's one person you're not with, you know.
Yeah, you're one behind Mike.
Ain't nobody with him, you know. Ain't nobody with him.
Robert Horry is.
Talking about the goats.
Bill Russell is.
We talking about the goats. Bill Russell is one of the greats,
and that's why not to get too deep into this conversation, but that's why the people who didn't like Kobe Bryant, that's why that whole thing was laughable yesterday. Kobe got 5 of them.
Come on, man!
But like, okay,
I was thinking about that.
It's fine.
I was thinking about that today. Like, for real, we gonna make an argument that Kobe wasn't great.
It's crazy.
And then they were like, he wasn't a great 3-point shooter. He shot 32%. So you're just going to leave him open all game. All That's right. what you're going to do.
Okay.
I didn't say he was the greatest 3-point shooter of all time, but I said he can shoot the 3. No, he can't. He shot 32%. All right, just leave him open all game then. What are we talking about?
Man,
That's why I just, yeah, you're right. I just had to walk away.
Do from I have some terrible news for some of you? I dare you to guess what Michael Jordan shot from 3. I dare you to guess what Michael Jordan shot from 3.
27.
32%. He shot 32%. Stop it. Stop, man.
And this is, that's what I say, man. Just, and John's my guy. John is my dog. John Poles is my dog. John Poles is, but John Bull is my dog too, man.
Like, I don't think people realize how much the game has changed. The legend. He's beaten everybody in the 3-point contest. Mm-hmm. The guy who is synonymous with the 3-point shot in the 80s because he shot like 1.5 per game. Shot 37%.
You're gonna tell
like
me?
We think about Steph Curry, we think about Dame, we think about these guys today. That's not what the league was then. Right. It's not what the league was. Larry shot 37%.
You gonna tell me Larry ain't no good? As Larry can't shoot? Come on, come on, man. Come on. And once again, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying he can shoot the three. I didn't say he's the greatest three-pointer. I say he can shoot the three. Just you tell me Kobe can't shoot the three because he shot 32%. All right, man. That's what
Mike hit six threes in a game once, and it's one of his most iconic videos of all time. Steph hit six threes in a quarter, and it's Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, that was crazy talk, man.
It's
that was
just
crazy
just
talk.
The game is different. That was the whole point in that. That we look at numbers today and equate them to guys back. It's just not the same. Mm. The numbers, the attempts aren't the same. The percentages aren't. All of that stuff is different. Mm. The entire game is different.
And once again, like I say, you playing in the game because you got to understand you playing in the game or you coaching the game. Kobe gets the ball at the top of the key. You're going to walk away from him and be like, oh, shoot that.
Mm-hmm.
You going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Of course not. You crazy. You crazy.
Am I wrong in that thinking about the Warriors? Like they could win and just everybody is just break.
No, I don't
think
just so.
In 2 years, just break and everybody gets exactly what they want from Golden State to Giannis to Steph to Milwaukee. Everybody wins.
I don't think you're wrong at all. The only pause that I give to that line of thinking, which I had the same of, is what does Steph's contract look like? Like, it's not like Steph just going to sign a 2-year deal or if he's coming just to have a contract set for 2 years. He's probably going to want one that's going to be 4 or 5 years long, right? So
when is Steph's current deal?
I feel like next year is the last year.
I clicked on his
because it's in line with Draymond.
That's not his contract. Oh, is it?
I believe it's because
Draymond has two left. So if that's the case,
two including this year, right?
Two more. Because remember, Mike Brown was going to sign him. Steph. Steph's an unrestricted free agent next season.
Oh. So
Draymond has to have one more year. Draymond can't possibly be Draymond's last.
Yeah, no, I thought they were in line.
Here's the thing. I don't even know why I looked this up. Whatever he wants. It's Steph Curry. You give him whatever he wants.
Yeah.
What? Here's the maximum amount we can sign you to, Steph. Here it is. Do you want it? Do you not want it? Because this is yours.
You know, a little dirty secret as well. And I'm with you. Steph,
you're about to say something.
Whatever you want, you can have here in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Period. There is no discussion. There is no meeting of the minds. Whatever you want
isn't a place, but whatever.
You're right about that. You can have. Steph keep missing a lot of games.
Oh, that's not a secret.
Steph keep missing a lot of games, and that's going to get better as he gets older.
See, that's the tough part about the scenario we just laid because it's not just Steph. Is Jimmy. Mm-hmm. It only works if they're both healthy in art. But at the other end of that, I don't feel like it's a risk for the Warriors.
No.
Because they're not a championship contender right now.
Right.
You can become one. We'll come back. Eddie Gonzalez in 15 minutes more with D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.